Now, I Live in Hope has tweeted at Naked Scientist and says, if tyres wear on roads and roads wear with traffic, where does all this stuff go? But first of all, just a ballpark estimate for you two. What weight of rubber do you think gets worn out on the road every year? Would you guess? Around the world.
It must be a kilo or two per car per year. So in the UK, that's sort of 20 million kilos, so about 20,000 tonnes or so. Off the top of my head.
Well, when this question came in, I was just playing with the numbers. So I looked up how many cars do we think there are on the roads. And in 2011, they announced they think, alongside the 7 billionth person, there were 1 billion cars on the world's roads. So if you assume that each of those has got four wheels, so there are 4 billion tyres. So how much tread is on a tyre? So I said, OK, if you imagine that a tyre is about 3 metres in circumference, and let's make a really ballpark estimate, let's pretend it's 10 centimetres wide. So pretty narrow, but some are going to be bigger, some are going to be smaller. All the numbers will come out in the wash. Let's assume the tread is a centimetre deep, to make the maths easy. That means that the thickness of tread on your average tyre must be 3,000 cubic centimetres, because I'm multiplying 3 metres, 300 centimetres by 10, right? So that, in other words, is 3 litres of rubber on a tyre. So on all the cars in the world, that must be 4 billion tyres times 3 litres, that's 12 billion litres of rubber. And if we assume that a rubber tyre wears out in a year, which in some cases with a bit of hard driving it's going to, then you could be rubbing 12 million cubic metres of rubber onto the roads around the world every year, which is quite a lot, isn't it? So then I looked up the density of rubber. It's 1,200 kilograms per metre cubed, which means that there are 14.4 million tonnes of rubber being rubbed off on roads all the way around the world every year. That's extraordinary, isn't it?
You can see it on my bike tyres. If you cycle a lot, everything gets covered in a black gunk, which I think is mostly tyre.
Sorry, Ian, go ahead. Yeah.
If you live in a city and you have your windows open, you find a black, grimy, powdery mess inside your windows, particularly on the summer, because that's when people have their windows open, of course. And those little drop bits of powder are actually ground-up tyres and bits of road tar.
So in other words, there's 14.4 million tonnes of rubber littering people's living rooms and the air and all breathing that in. What about the road surface, Dave? Because that's the other point of I Live in Hope's tweet. Says, you know, where does all this stuff go? I mean, Ian's saying the road and the tyre goes in your windows, but presumably same place, up in the air, we breathe it in.
Most of it gets washed into the rivers, either washed directly into the rivers or gets caught in rain
through
and
the
gets
drains
pushed back down through the
front gardens and so on.
I think it's quite a pollution problem near big motorways and things. Mm.
Great question, though. Thank you for that. Tweet some more at Naked Scientists if you have one, or email chris@thenakedscientist.com.